Hey there, and welcome back to the Dental Practice Fixers. I am your co-host, Dr. David Matto. In this episode 2, thanks so much for being with us. Actually, it's a fairly new podcast. Well, of course, it's episode 2. It's a fairly new podcast. But if you missed episode 1, that's where Rich and I pretty much started the whole thing. We gave you a good, I don't know, it was probably 35 minutes of information about how and why we're doing this and how we're going to help you and a little bit about how we got to where we are right now. And I think you'll find it a really entertaining and fun, it might have been 30 or 35 minutes, I can't remember, but it's going to be worth, if you haven't heard it yet, it's going to be worth a listen. So check that out. And we're back here today with episode 2. And today we're actually going to be sharing with you one trait that most successful dentists share. Now, I'll give you a hint. It's not about clinical abilities, but you probably knew that anyway. And strangely, it might not even be, it's not even about excellent business skills, but you need that. So what is it? What are we talking about? Well, Rich is going to come on in just 1 second and share that with you. Not only that, once Rich comes on, we promised, and if you heard the first episode, we promised that within the first minute or two of every single episode we do, we're going to share something with you that is going to help you in your practice, like right away. So even if you choose, and we hope this is not the case, but even if you choose to only listen to the first few minutes of each episode, you're going to get something that is absolutely going to help you. So having said that, I'm going to turn it over to my brother and co-host, Dr. Rich.
Hey, thanks, Dave. This is Rich, your co-host. You can call me Dr. Richard Matto, but you don't have to. Call me Rich is fine. And like Dave said, right off the bat, we're going to give you something that will save you a ton of money. And this is for every single dental practice. It will take money out of your overhead and right into the doctor's pocket automatically. Before, don't hang up the phone when I tell you what it is. We're not even on the phone, but a lot of times I said that because you'll get phone calls random to your office saying, hey, we can save you money on credit card processing. And most of them are total BS. But I got to tell you, there's a brand new way to do credit card processing, kind of like when Amazon and eBay and Google and Facebook came onto the scene. They were disruptors. They were brand new ways to do things. And the same is true with Fat Merchant. Fat Merchant is a credit card processor that does not charge you a percentage above what the credit card companies charge. Like, you can't deal directly with Visa, MasterCard, Amex. There's always a middleman, and that's your credit card processor. And they charge you a fee above what Visa, MasterCard, Amex charge. Fat Merchant doesn't do that. They just charge a really low monthly fee. And after that, you're saving money. So we've recommended this to dental practices, and many are saving hundreds a month. Some are saving thousands a month. So check it out. It's called Fat Merchant. We've got a page just for you. And remember, it's fat with two T's. So I'm going to spell it out. Just go to fattmerchant.com/LP/Matto. That's MADOW. So again, Fat Merchant, fat with two T's, .com/LP/Matto, MADOW. You can get some more information. We've got a special Matto deal for you, of course, as we like to do with everything we recommend. So go do it. Start saving money on credit card processing right away. It goes right into your pocket. All right. That's your money saving tip of the day.
Love it.
We use it here. We do. At the Matto Center for Dental Practice Success. It saves us money, so you should too.
If we use it, it's got to be good, right?
Well, hey, we're not doing it for our health. Exactly. We're doing it to save money, right? And it's simple to use too. So Dave mentioned there was a trait that all successful dentists share, and we're going to tell you what it is. It's likability. Because if you're likable, people want to be around you. They want to listen to you. They trust you. They want to tell their friends all about you. So being likable really can cover up a lot of ills. You know, if you're that person that everybody wants to be around and talk about, you're going to be likable and you will have a successful practice. Now, some people are naturally likable and they're gifted and that's great, but not everybody is. Some people are maybe a little more introverted or just don't have, you know, you could be a great person, but not just have that likability factor. So we're going to give you 10 ways, 10 tips to make you likable. and they absolutely work. So, Dave, why don't you start? How about if you do 1, 3, 5, 7? You get the pattern there.
9, 11, 13. Oh, we're only doing 10.
Hey, you got to stop after 9. I'll do 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? And by the end of these 10 tips, our listeners are going to be much more likable.
Likable. I like that, Rich. I'll start with number 1. Before I do number 1, though, I want to ask you, our listener, because we mentioned this in the first episode, in case you didn't get it or listen to the first episode, every single episode we do, we're picking out kind of like a little theme song or a very small part of a song, and it should tie in with our theme that we do. So did you catch it today? Did you catch it yet? If you heard it? We might play it one more time. We're not sure,
but I'll tell you,
let us know.
I got to say, it's pretty darn obvious. So if you didn't catch it, well.
But we're going to be doing this every episode. So feel free to send us an email, info@matto.com, and just let us know, hey, I caught that. Here's what it is, blah, blah, you know, whatever. So we're having some fun with it. So yeah, I'll do the first one. And the first one is actually, so likable people focus on people more than anything else. You know, when you're talking to a patient or a team member, focus on them. And here's a tip for you. Truly listen to what they have to say. Don't think about how you feel, you know, what you're going to say next. Because I'll tell you, Rich, I was always guilty of this. And I think also speaking to audiences over so many years, let's face it, a dentist in a dental practice is kind of speaking to an audience.
It's like your own little stage.
It could be a one-person audience. But I learned this because when, like, we're on stage doing a seminar, doing a talk, whatever we might be doing, it's, you know, we've got to, if somebody asks a question or somebody comes up to, especially like after we're on stage, we got to listen to them and focus on them and not worry about like, what am I going to say next? What am I going to say? But when we, it's like such an art, but when you get it, when you zero in on it, it makes all the difference in the world. And as you said, when you are dealing with patients that really like you and trust you and think that you're truly engaged in listening, it makes all the difference in the world. So start trying to do this. Start right now, today. Focus on people, listen to them, be truly engaged with them. Don't be out in outer space somewhere worrying about what you're going to say next. Listen. You'd be surprised how much you learn.
You know, they say you have 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason.
For
right?
a reason.
And if
exactly.
you're thinking about what you're going to say next, you cannot 100% listen and focus. You know, there's an old story we have. It's actually not an old story about the Paul McCartney Ringo Starr thing, but we'll get to on another episode of the podcast.
That's a good one.
It's about
but
listening.
Let me ask you, but before you do number 2, and I know we need to spend just a short amount of time because we got to get all 10 of these in. But were you ever guilty of the first one about not being truly focusing on the person speaking to you?
Of course, everybody's guilty of that. And I have to admit, especially if I find that person dull or boring, my mind drifts away. But if you really, really want to be that likable person, you've got to listen to even the person that's boring the heck out of you, especially if they're your patient and they deserve it. They deserve your time.
Got it. Okay. Do number 2.
Fantastic. Number 2, likable people are truly authentic. And what does this mean exactly? It means that you've got to be yourself, but be the best version of yourself, but don't try to be anyone else. And I know, speaking of seminars, Dave, not only do we present and teach at seminars, but we love attending seminars. And sometimes you'll go to a seminar and that person will be teaching you to be like them. But the bottom line is, you're not them, you're you. And it reminds me of an old seminar I saw years ago in the 80s. It was Earl Estep, long retired. I think he's still with us. I hope he is. Great guy, one of the pioneer dental lecturers. And somebody raised their hand and said, well, I went to a Dick Barnes seminar. Now, we love Dick Barnes. He's great. But he's one of those dynamic people. And the guy's saying, this kind of nerdy guy saying, well, Dick Barnes said to do this. Dick Barnes said to do this. And it's not working. What's the problem? And Earl Estep just said, I'll tell you the problem. The problem is you ain't Dick Barnes. And he was right. You can't be someone else. Be the best version, but be yourself. Be authentic. People can sense when you're authentic and when you're BSing them.
You know, I want to be you one day, Rich. Is that possible?
Well, you know, a lot of people do, but not only do I feel sorry for them, but it's impossible.
But I got to be David Maddow, right. I guess. For now, I guess
I want to be Bob Dylan, but you know, I can't. Got to be me.
Number 3 is that likable people enthusiastically love life. Now, let me ask you something. When you forget even the dental practice right now, but when you go into a restaurant or some type of business and somebody is helping you, waiting on you, serving you, whatever it might be, you can tell within 15 seconds if they're loving life, enjoying themselves, enjoying what they're doing, or they're just pissed off and hating their life. Well, you know something? I don't know about you, but I would much rather be engaged and doing business with and having somebody help me that is truly loving their life and happy. And so it goes. It's the same thing in your office. Your patients can tell within seconds if you're there and you're just going through the drudgery and you're not liking your life. And guess what? They're not going to want to stick with you like that. So if you're truly not loving your life. And I got to tell you something. I'll speak for me and Rich can speak for himself. I truly love my life. I mean, it's not just work, but I've got a beautiful wife, a family. We do a lot of great things. I love my life. And I think it comes through when I'm talking to other people. And I think, Rich, I know you're the same way as well. So if you're not truly loving your life, figure out what's wrong. Figure out what's wrong. And it's beyond the scope of this episode today to tell you how to fix that. But you know what to do, even if it means seeking some help somewhere. If you're not happy, if you're not loving your life, try to fix it, because I'm telling you something, it's going to come through to your patients and they're going to go somewhere else. They're going to go to a doctor who is loving his or her life. I promise you.
You know, I got to tell you, people frequently ask me, like, how are you so happy all the time? And I have no idea. I just love my life. I do things I like doing. I love my career. I love my friends, my family, the way that I spend my time. So it's just good to do the things that make you happy and love your life.
And it shows. It shows through in seconds.
Boy, how many times have you been in to see a dentist or a physician or a lawyer or an accountant or whatever, and they just seem to be not happy, not necessarily miserable, but just very blasé about everything. Mm-hmm. It's quite a turnoff. Yep. Okay, number four. Really likable people are not big on small talk. And I'm a real anti-small talk guy. I can't stand when I sit down on an airplane and the person next to me just says, so, are you going home or on a trip somewhere? Like, you know, is Baltimore home or your destination? It's like, come on, man, you can do better than that.
So work or pleasure.
Exactly.
Work or pleasure.
I can't stand that stuff.
And why do they all talk like with accents like that?
They work just all happen to
work, so work or pleasure.
Maybe that's problem number one. And I guess, you know, sitting next to a stranger on an airplane is one thing. We'll give them a free pass. But in general, you can have two types of conversations, small talk or conversations that make real emotional connections. And that doesn't mean you have to start asking deep, probing questions about someone's personal secrets, but it means try to make your conversation at least a little meaningful. If every time a patient comes in and you say, how's your day going? Happy Tuesday. Well, I don't know. I think people kind of catch on to that BS pretty quickly. So be authentic, have real conversations that make connections. Don't overdo it. You don't have to be the shrink to every patient that you have, but at least try to have a somewhat meaningful conversation with them.
Remember there was that company we used to call, Rich, and we was always, some guy would answer the phone and we would always say, so, hey, how's it going today? And he would always have the same response. Let's say it was Monday. We'd say, hey, how you doing?
Not bad for a Monday.
I mean, that you could just tell that was so canned.
So forced.
So canned.
The ultimate small talk. I'd rather even hear about the weather. I mean, you know, the guy's in a different city. How you doing? I'm feeling great, but, you know, it's a horrible rainstorm here today. At least that's somewhat interesting.
It's something.
Compared to not bad for a Monday.
Not bad for a Monday. I think they all have that accent.
Just picture that place like a big poster on the wall that just said Monday. And then Tuesday, it said Tuesday.
No, he said that all the time. Even when I called on a Friday, he said, not bad for a Monday.
That's really bad.
That's really bad.
Today's
really
my bad. Monday.
Okay, number five is that likable people treat everybody with respect. Now, I'll tell you something. In my life, I over the years, I've just learned this. It comes natural, I guess, but I don't like look down on somebody because this person happens to be serving me or they might be cleaning the floor, cleaning the restroom where I am. I try my best to treat every single person I come in contact with the ultimate respect, whether they're, you know, waiter or waitress serving me in a restaurant, a bank teller, the janitor. I just treat everybody. I don't size them up and, oh, this person's wealthy, so I'll treat them really well, and this person's almost destitute. I mean, I'll treat a homeless person with respect until they start asking me a million times for money over and over. And then I start to maybe get a little irritated. But I will really, every human being and every animal too, I try my best to treat with total respect. And again, when you do that, you become more likable.
Okay. Number six is likable people have integrity. As they say, kind of a cliche, but they don't talk the talk. They actually walk the walk. Have integrity. I got to tell you, it's amazing how many times, and again, just relating this to our business, we'll have a speaker as a guest at one of our seminars, and they'll be on stage saying how they're honest and ethical and this and that, and then backstage, you get to know them a little better. They're full of crap. It's just, we see it all the time. We see people that claim to be professional, ethical people that'll lie to you right to your face. And I got, unfortunately, it's happened to us many times in owning this business. Well, those kind of people don't turn out to be very likable. So be honest, be ethical. Don't just walk the walk, talk the talk. And that also means don't gossip about others. Don't demean other people. Don't look down on other people. Just be ethical. I'll recommend a book really quickly that if you're trying to improve in this area, I think it'll be extremely helpful. It's called The Four Agreements. One of my favorite books of all time. I know, Dave, you've read it. You really enjoy it too.
Love it.
Will really help you in being honest, being ethical, walking the walk, talking the talk, treating others respectfully, all these things. Good project. Read The Four Agreements and stick to them. And nobody's perfect.
See, that's the thing. Reading it is one thing. But Rich, I wonder how many people read that book and they, oh, that was a good book. And then they, you know, a minute later, they're breaking one of those four agreements. I bet it happens all the time.
I think most people buy the book and never read it.
Well, with any book, I think most I think most books like never get finished.
Yep, I've seen that statistic. I can't remember what it is, but
I wonder what it is.
I think over 90%, a huge percentage never
get
finished.
I'm quite sure. You read the first few pages, you know, within the first few pages or first chapter whether you really like a book or not, and then people just get
The Four Agreements, I think you have to read several times for it to really sink in. But it's an easy read, it's worth it.
It's funny, the first time I read it I think on audio.
I read it on audio.
And then I got the hardcover and then the hardback, whatever you call it, the hard copy, and then read that. It really is a life changer. I believe it.
I like the paperback because it's a book that really can get highlighted.
Yeah,
and these days I just go back and read my highlighted areas.
So good idea.
It's kind of like the you know, your own personal version when you do that.
The lazy version. Can I borrow your book just to read the highlighted areas? Is that possible?
But it wouldn't be the same. I'm thinking of publishing the highlighted version.
Oh yeah, not bad.
Great book anyway.
Number seven. Rich, before I even reveal what it is, have you ever spoken to anybody, you know, you get into a conversation with this individual, whoever it might be, and whenever you say something, and then like you might talk about like a trip you just went on or a restaurant, and then you tell them that, and then their first comeback is, oh, that sounds really good, but I did something better. You know, they're always
I got to tell you, I've been in more of those conversations than you have.
I see you're one of those people.
One-uppers.
But I can't stand
it. I can't stand it either.
The people that try to one-up, you know, as a doctor, if a team member, whoever you are might be listening to this, when patients talking to you, listen to them. Be happy for what they're doing. Listen to them. But don't try to, again, one-up them and say, you did that, but I did. Don't be the dominant talker. Your patients, a lot of them, believe it or not, they come to your office and they just want to be heard. They're there for dental care, of course, but they want to engage in a conversation. They want to have somebody listen. So the last thing you want to do is kind of brag about what you're doing. Oh, my house is bigger. My car is better. I went on a better vacation. Just don't even go there. In fact, don't even talk about yourself. You don't need to do that at all. Listen, be happy for what they're telling you. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean, someone will say like, oh, doc, I got a crazy story that happened to me. You won't believe this. I was on an airplane and this and this. And it's nothing compared to when I fell out of an airplane. I mean,
right,
people do it all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Too much.
Number eight. I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on this one. Smile, especially in dentistry, but in every aspect of life. Have a smile on your face. Sometimes there's just nothing left to do but smile, smile, smile. But it's so important. It radiates through your entire being, and others can feel it too. And I don't know if you have a comment, but that's all I want to say about that. Have a big smile on your face. Not a stupid, shit-eating grin, as people say, but a real authentic smile.
It's really true. I've noticed in the past few years, when you're talking to somebody, if you look them in the eye, which lets them know that you're interested and you've got a smile on your face, it's like worth $1 million. There's no question about it.
$1 million.
So we're both smiling. Rich and I are looking at each other in the studio. We're both smiling at each other.
Mine's a little forced.
Number nine is that likable people, they make an effort to look their best, but they don't overdo it. So, and you know, you can imagine now, of course, neither of us are going to recommend you look like a schlub or a schlepper. Is there a difference between a schlub and a schlepper?
I think a schlub is more like appearance
unkempt,
wise.
Unkempt. Yeah, unkempt. And a schlepper is kind of like schleppy.
Kind of like a schlepper.
Don't look messy. Don't look like, you know, but again, on the other hand, don't overdo it and like overcompensate and be one of these people that if you're a male or female, you know, don't overdo it with makeup, don't overdo it with jewelry. You don't have to wear the most expensive clothes in the world. You don't have to have like all the product on your face and your hair to look perfect. I say look like a normal person and don't try to look like you're a flipping millionaire either with like all this fancy stuff. Just look regular, and I think you'll be it'll be easier for your patients to accept you and kind of identify with you and bond with you. If you just look like a neat, regular person.
Yeah, clean, well-groomed, yeah, exactly. Clean clothes. I don't have to be fancy clothes, but yeah. Clean, well-pressed, tucked in if they're supposed to be tucked in, shoelaces tied, all, you know, just look like you put some effort into it.
Groomed, but not like overly made up or fancy jewelry and all that. I think that's a little overboard, in my opinion.
Make sure your toupee's on straight.
Is mine?
Yours a little bit off to the left. Or to the right. I'm kind of mirror image. Okay, number 10, final way to be likable, and that is respect the opinions of others. I think, needless to say, with your patients, don't get into politics or religion or hot topics like that. But no matter what the topic, you're not going to agree on everything, and you're not going to believe or agree with everything you hear, but at least listen and respect the opinions of other people's. You know, if you're a likable person, you recognize that there's fact and there's opinion, and you realize that everybody sees things differently. So don't get involved in debates with people and try to respect opinions that are different than yours. And when you do, it really shows through on people like you more. I mean, if you want to say politics, for example, just say, you know, 50% of the people are on one side and 50% on the other, that means that you're not going to agree politically with half the people you meet. But do you want them to think you hate them? No, you want them to think that you respect them. So just try to really listen, understand opinions, and respect those of others.
Important point. And I think all 10 are really good. So if you're listening to this and you want to make sure you got them all, go back, listen, make sure you're doing pretty much all 10 of these, because there's nothing we're giving you that's like so far out there that like, oh, I like 3 out of the 10, or I like 8. You know, no, you should be doing these are very all of them. It's not like pick and choose. It's like every single one of them is really important. So yeah.
Hey, let's just wrap it up with a quote from this guy, this author, Travis Bradbury, who actually helped us come up with some of these concepts. And his quote really wraps the whole thing up. It's about likable people. He says, and I'll just read this, "They think about other people more than they think about themselves, and they make other people feel liked, respected, understood, and seen. Just remember, the more you focus on others, the more irresistible you'll be."
I think it's kind of like the theme of the whole show today. Focus on others and not on yourself when you're in conversations or in any kind of relationship with these people. It's them. It's not about you. It's about them. So that's good stuff.
Who doesn't want to be irresistible?
Exactly. Exactly. So before we end today's show, we have a brand new little segment here. Well, we didn't do it in the first episode intentionally, because the first episode was just kind of an intro, but we think we're going to do it pretty much all the time now. It's called the Call of the Day, where we call a dental office and ask a simple question. It could be your dental office, but we're going to beep out where, you know, we're going to beep it out. We're not going to identify it, but it's a dental office in the U.S. of A. And we're just going to ask a simple question. So go ahead and let's have a listen.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
May I help you?
Yes, hi. How much is a cleaning, please?
With x-rays, it runs you about $200.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Bye. OMG. The call lasts 10 seconds. Remember, it's a potential new patient. They're worth money to your practice. Some would say $10,000. There was zero effort made to have that person come into the practice. They didn't even do it incorrectly. They just didn't do it. There was no effort made to make sure that patient with a totally legitimate question becomes a patient in that practice. Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what I think we should do? We didn't talk about this ahead of time, but we should probably give it like a grade, like A through F.
Let's do it.
How would you grade that one?
You have to say F.
I have to say F.
I mean, you could say like F means totally horrible, you know, condescending, cranky, mean person, which this person was not.
No, they weren't. But
they made no effort to get that person in.
And they will never be able to contact that person again. That person was obviously looking for a new dentist. And when they just said, okay, thank you, and hung up, that's the end.
You're right. No contact info, nothing.
Nothing. So I would have to give it an F.
My favorite part was how they said, we're recording this call for quality control purposes. Well, I don't think you're listening to your recorded calls, because if you did, they wouldn't be that bad. Like, what happens now with this recorded call? Does anybody listen to it or critique it or help that person become a better team member?
That's to be determined. Maybe not. Who knows? But we'll do another call of the day next episode. But until
maybe
then,
to you.
Give us your number. We will call you. Right. Until then, hey, it was great hanging with you today. I'm Dr. David Maddow.
Dr. Richard Maddow. We are your co-hosts on the Dental Practice Fixers, and we'll see you next time.